This is Julia Child. Bon appetit. Nom, nom, oh, nom,
nom, nom, nom, nom. Love that. Delicious.
Enjoy.
What is the best wine you've ever had? Winemakers, wine writers often get asked that question, and it's a tough one to answer. But our Detroit Magazine's chief restaurant and wine critic, Chris Cook, once heard a very charming answer.
Many years ago, I was at lunch with a very erudite Frenchman who's from one of the great wine families, and the host asked the entire table to name the best wine that they had ever had. After some awkward moments and evasions, our French guest simply raised a finger and announced, "I have one." It seems that his parents, wanting him to be a truly international businessman, sent him off to Harvard for an American education. That was back in the 1950s. He arrived here shy, speaking poor English, and felt very out of place. At a social event, he met a beautiful young American student, and they went out for coffee, and then the attraction grew stronger. Eventually, she asked him if he would come to New York to meet her family. He agreed. Our French student found himself in her family's large apartment just off Central Park. She proposed taking him out for a picnic lunch. She packed a basket and led him to a perfect spot and spread a blanket. From the picnic basket emerged all kinds of very difficult-to-find French foods: a pâté de campagne, a true baguette, slices of ham, croissants, a ripe camembert, a little jar of French pickles, all clearly a very big effort on her part to make a French guy feel at home. And mon Dieu, she had a bottle of red wine. Our slightly accented storyteller continued, "The weather was glorious." He lay on his back and looked up at the sky and wondered how possibly life could be better. Then his hostess handed him a glass of lovely red wine. He tasted it. It was marvelous, but he wasn't familiar with it. But then he noticed the bottle. Ernest and Giulio Gallo, hearty Burgundy with a screw cap, one of the cheapest and most common red wines in the American market. "It was the single best wine I ever had," the storyteller said, explaining that he eventually married the picnic maker, settled in France, had several children, and went into the family wine business. "The point," he said, "is that wine is what you make of it, what you wish it to be at a particular time or on a particular occasion. Any wine could be a signature to an event. It doesn't have to be expensive or great." The French storyteller said that Gallo Hardy Burgundy continued to hold a special place in his heart after that, and that he often drank it with his wife on special occasions.
That was Chris Cook, our Detroit Magazine's chief wine and restaurant critic. And yes, that Hardy Burgundy, it is still around, just recently turned 50.